Hi, this is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank. Thank you for tuning in this week. We have a lot to discuss.
We certainly do.
I started a new job. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, yes.
Recently,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, for a new job.
My favorite part is when you're getting onboarded and you don't have to do stuff.
Yeah, that's the best part of any job, is when you kind of get to sit around for a few days.
Yeah, and they're just, like, explaining everything, and it's like, this seems a little obvious.
It's as good as it gets, really.
Yeah, that's the peak of the job, and then it goes downhill from there, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
Or maybe the highest point is when you get the job, like, initially.
Yeah, because you're like,
I got a job.
I see money in the future, but you're not thinking about all the disgusting things you have to do to get there.
Yeah, all the filthy things you have to do. All the people you have to fuck over.
The way they make you
all the lives you have to change.
Beg and plead. Please, more pennies, please.
Please, more pennies, please.
More pennies.
More pennies, please.
And your mouth is full of gruel and gravel.
Yeah, and you're just fucking struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is every job ever, by the way. So if you think I like my job, think again, all right?
That's what work is.
Put it through the spinner one more time and check it out.
I'm sure the people working at the,
the Fig Newton Factory.
The Fig Newton Factory feel this way. I'm sure the people who work at, the Huffington Post feel this way. Definitely the, all those product managers out there sitting in the sun definitely feel it. They're like, oh man, I have to drink a margarita outside again. This sucks.
People who have like those insane work from home jobs, like, hook me up, brother.
I mean, you gotta know someone probably, or have some kind of degree to get into like product managers who are just like, oh, the product looks good. It's managed.
It's being managed.
QA shit, probably some sort of scrum testing.
Scrumulous.
Scrumulous. A lot of
testing.
Nonsense. There's a lot of nonsense, I think, that you have to learn and indulge in.
Yeah, you have to be like,
you have to be an
advanced jargon user.
Nonsense.
To be like, oh, the UI is WX.
Yeah, I'll get those receivables for you today. That sounds like something someone would say, probably.
Yeah, like, let's get the receivables
on board. They have been
board.
Received. Yeah.
My job has a lot of jargon that also kind of means nothing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not wise enough yet.
I mean, I don't know if it's wisdom so much as, like, you just had to go to school and, like, learn the terms and,
I just started using, like,
imagine it's no harder than learning, like,
I just started using face creams, like, to make my face soft. Like, I've been just
rubbing. Yeah, you've been rubbing on face creams?
Well, I just did when I got home.
Oh, does your face feel creamy?
It doesn't feel creamy, it feels softer.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
You feel like an angel?
I don't know if I feel like an angel, but I definitely feel...
I mean, if you don't feel like an angel...
Like a more hydrated person.
Kind of cream.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if creams are supposed to make you feel that crazy.
I don't know. It depends on the cream.
I guess that's true.
You know? You ever have creamed corn?
Yeah, I have.
Really? I don't think I've ever had creamed corn.
You've had creamed corn.
I've had creamed corn
yes.
one.
It's like a breakfast thing. It's like it tastes really good and it's like kind
of
sweet.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of dinner item. I was thinking like corn, like more like corn with
cream. Oh, that's cream of... I'm thinking
oh,
of cream of wheat.
Yeah,
you're right,
yes,
you're
yes,
right.
Yes.
I'm thinking of cream of wheat.
Okay, yes. I don't think I've actually had creamed corn.
Yeah,
I've had the other creamed products such as,
cream
of wheat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
cream
about.
Cream of the wheat.
My bad. Hashtag
cream
checking the facts before we
cream,
come at you.
Cream of the corn. And then there's cream corn.
My voice.
Cream corn.
My voice, like, almost hurts.
Yeah.
But, I feel sexy. So
cream
it's like.
Corn.
It's like a switch, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel sexy at work when I'm talking because I'm like, damn, my voice is so raspy right now. But it's like, it low key hurts.
Yeah, you're trying to get bitches.
Definitely
job.
Trying to get bitches at the fucking job that I have.
Yeah.
Which I cannot go into.
Honestly, there's a point in my life where it felt like I was trying to get bitches, like, at fucking Stop and Shop or whatever.
That's
there were,
crazy.
Like, no women around.
That's literally crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, that's
I was like, but somehow.
That's something like a guy would
I'm
think.
Literally gonna get bitches. I don't know. I think it's because I was like 21 or something, and I was like, I have to get bitches.
I don't even
desert.
Think I'm on anyone's radar. So
yeah,
imagine me at the office.
No, I mean at the club, I've grown much more couth to these things. I've gained a lot more couth. I've leveled up my couth skills.
Well, I'm really happy for you.
But sometimes I do get uncouth, I can't lie. Sometimes I will.
Oh, man.
I will take off the metaphorical, no, figurative gloves, so to speak, right? I'll take them off. I'll take off my figurative Mickey Mouse gloves.
You gotta take off the figurative Mickey Mouse gloves when you're getting in deep shit, you know?
Yeah. I wonder how, like, scary and human-like his hands are under there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It probably makes a sound when he takes it off.
Yeah, but his hands, they're not even cartoons. It's like a real shot of a human hand painted all black.
Yeah, it's like grotesque. It's like veiny and disgusting. Mm-hmm.
It's like a witch's hand.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's some. I could see something like that happening on Smiling Friends.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. I mean,
it's like that style.
They're having that new season coming. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I mean, they do have a lot of grotesque things with the hands, I think.
Yeah, but that makes it awesome. I love when shows have like that grotesque cartoon mm-hmm. stage of stuff.
Yes, the classic grotesque cartoon close-up or shot that's not uniform to the rest, and you're like, oh, that's kind of weird and gross. You know, that's a little weird and gross, and. That makes me laugh how unexpected when I was really just tuning into some family programming right now.
Yeah, how unexpected when we were just tuning into some family programming.
Some family programming.
Framery.
Framily.
Framily.
Frail family. Framily programming.
Framily program. Family program.
Framily program.
Framily programming. Hi there, welcome to some family programming.
My name is Framily Programming, and this is NBC.
My name is Framily Programming, and this these are my pronouns.
Whoa, my pronouns are NBC.
My pronouns are see you later, babe.
My pronouns are Spike TV. Remember Spike TV? They had a lot of excellent programming.
Did they?
100 Ways to Die. Yes, they had.
I thought it was 1,000 Ways to Die.
Yeah, it was 1,000 Ways.
100.
That would be a very. That's a pretty long. Yeah, that'd be 4
episodes.
Seasons, 25 episodes. That's not bad at all, actually.
In today's terms, it would be 4 seasons. Back then, that was one season.
Yeah, that probably would have been one solid season, and they would have. You know.
Did they actually ever get
to
1,000?
The actors like a revolving door. It's like I saw that guy last episode, you know.
I'm wondering if they ever got to the 1,000
I don't
ways.
Know. I mean, I think Spike TV probably ran out of money before that happened.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do they still exist? Probably not, right?
I mean, I don't think so. Not in the way that they did. I mean, people don't even give a fuck about
Yeah, they
that
used
kind
to run
anyway.
Shit.
That was like the manosphere.
No
like,
one cares about channels
culture
anymore.
Culture that was alive.
Yeah, there's like dude secrets or
men,
whatever.
Men tend to conglomerate
Bro code
around,
show.
Around things like podcasts and like, you know, coffee these days. I don't think they're
podcasts, coffee.
1,000 Ways to Die. Anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just 1,000 ways
Dude,
to make a
men
podcast.
Men love podcasts.
Coffee.
Men love podcasts.
Yeah.
If there's one thing a guy's gonna do, it's gonna be loving two people talking at a microphone.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, women don't like podcasts as much because it's like, well, they're just used to being in conversations that can't participate in. So they're
yeah,
just
they're like,
like,
yeah. I,
they're
yeah.
like, fuck this.
It's like every day with my boss. What do you mean I can't
yeah.
participate? Like, yeah, been there,
mm-hmm.
done that. I've had enough of this, you know. They want to be included in the
yeah,
conversation
yeah.
for once.
I mean, I do listen to podcasts, so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe.
You're an ally, because you're listening to women's voices and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I am. I mean, I don't really listen to a lot of straight women, though, is a thing. You know, I should
yeah, but they already have enough happening.
Yeah, they probably like the call
gotta support.
Stuff. Like, that's probably
we gotta support
right.
the homies. We gotta support the family. The
yeah.
LGBTQ
We have
family.
To support the family. I mean, you know.
The LGBTQ.
We gotta make gay look good again, because a lot, you know, there's been some slacking going around.
Yeah,
sure.
Our image is low right now. We need to
It's lower
rev
than
this
ever.
Shit up.
You know,
we need
conform.
To pump it up.
We got marriage equality, good stuff, but
absolutely.
Now we're, you know, I think we're losing a sort of cultural niche, you know?
Yeah, we are.
Things we need to start cranking again. We need to get to the, you know, the factories and, you know, the farms.
The podcast factory.
Yeah.
The podcast farm.
Start cranking them out again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We gotta you know, just keep building. We gotta be building all the time.
We need to make
we need that a sense of urgency.
That floats in water.
A city, so Venice, kind of?
No, right? I mean, I was thinking more like those Mayan, like, the Mayan, like, floating.
Yeah, city. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that'd it be seems sick. Like a great, like, I mean, they didn't know shit about real estate back then, because it's like
imagine having
your
computer
thing.
On the water, though.
But, you know.
Like, your apartment's there, and you have like, your computer on the water. That
imagine
sucks.
Getting a one-bedroom.
That's just a boat.
In the Great Mayan City, yeah.
That's
just
like
imagine getting a boat, one-bedroom in the Great Mayan City. Sounds like a great time, and, you know. I'm sure they would have their version of Espresso
Taylor's version.
Could get out there, yeah.
Taylor's version of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you really think about it, it's sort of a product of the Americas, right? I mean, coffee and tequila.
I wonder what Taylor Swift would be doing if she wasn't famous. But
maybe
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah, never mind. That's not the spirit that's in that. I fucked up. What are you talking about Taylor Swift for?
I don't know. I was thinking about what if she was like existing in the Mayan times, like what would she do?
She'd probably make like a banging song and then sacrifice a dog or something, you know?
Are they the ones who did that?
I don't know. I feel like everyone was sacrificing animals and dogs and they just didn't give a shit. They were like, oh, you have a beating heart.
Time to give it to
I'll think about
our God.
My God and then send my well wishes along with your body.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
we
nuts.
Don't really do that anymore, I think.
No, we don't. We're not on that level.
What it, you know, I mean, I think that's probably a step in the right direction, though.
You're right.
Yeah. A lot less casualties happening due to that. Yeah, you know, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah, it has been. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I had two Red Bulls today.
You had two? Oh my God, twin them. I literally, I drank a Red Bull and then I have another one. Wait, which flavors? This is important. We need to power rank the flavors after you tell me.
They were both the baby size, so I kind of just had one.
Oh, okay, I had a full.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they had at the time. I'm resourceful. But what were the flavors?
It was the elderflower.
Yeah, that's the new
that
one.
That was really good,
bomb,
yeah.
A banger, yeah. Next one.
They were both in.
Oh, you picked the same flavor twice.
Yes, I did.
Oh my God, a loyalist. You're really many.
I know what I like.
That's your favorite new flavor, right?
Yeah, it is.
That my favorite is probably still the strawberry apricot. That was last
year. That was so
flavor.
Good.
It's,
what did you get? What
it's just so sweet and yummy.
what flavors
also,
did you get?
I just, it was just sweet and yummy. No, I had the strawberry one, and then that was a full size, and then I have a full size that I haven't drank yet. It's the elderflower one, which
ooh.
I do enjoy. I think it's probably number two for me, tied with fig apple. I do like the pear cinnamon winter one, though, but I feel like that one's gonna get wiped out of extinction, sort of a...
Wiped out of extinction?
I can see the asteroid.
Wiped out of existence?
Oh, yes, wiped out of existence, sorry. I think it's gonna go extinct. I think they're gonna wipe it out.
Why is that? Do you think it's not popular?
I don't think it's popular enough. No one's gonna be like, oh, pears and cinnamon. That sounds like a really good pick-me-up, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess so, and...
Yeah, now you're, like, making me want one.
The thing is, I want to, like, be a coconut diehard, but I'm just not. I can't.
The berry. It's the coconut berry
it's
that
coconut
really
berry.
Spells it wrong. Why is there a berry
I
involved?
Just think
can't
it
just
be
coconut?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't need the berry.
I want that, like...
I don't want the diluted flavor.
I want that milky coconut taste that sort of just, like, dulls your mouth. Like, it feels like a total reset. I think that's the true palate cleanser is some coconut. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. There's a berry.
Neutralize everything.
The berry component is
ginger is quite acidic,
up.
But you know people are like this is a palate cleanser, but you know
it's
the
coconut.
Acidity is really
coconut's a real palate
fucking
cleanser.
Fucking over there, yeah. It's totally the coconut.
But I just don't know why they have it coconut berry. Like why is a berry? It really pisses me off.
Yeah.
It's like what am I gonna do with this berry thing? Fuck you. Also.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they loved hacking Barry. Like, there has to be a Barry. I don't know who that Big Barry is. pulling the strings at Red Bull, but they need to knock that shit off, honestly, because I think it's really holding them back as a company. If anyone at Red Bull wants to hear my thoughts.
Yeah, if anyone at Red Bull's still listening now for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure they're looking through every podcast with their executives being,
yeah, looking for
who's talking
Red
about
Bull?
Our product.
Sponsored by Red
free.
Bull.
It's free. It's not sponsored by Red Bull.
We're not sponsored by Red Bull.
No, no.
We should be.
I mean, you know, you said it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been thinking about cutting my hair a lot. I've been thinking about, I always want to get frosted tips. I probably bring this up before. I'm like a frosted tease.
Why don't you
girl.
Just do it?
Because it's just like, it's hard to set up. And then like the times that I have tried to set it up, I've been emailing with like some like barber or something. And they're like,
barber.
Oh. Like the people that cut the hair. And then,
hairdresser.
And the hairdresser, yes. And you know, they're like, oh, you want it like this? And then I'm like, then I think about it. I'm like, that would kind of look like ass. So I just like, you know, jump out. But honestly, if I could just be like, hey, could you just give me frosted tips the way that you think looks good? I think that there should be more hairdressers that you can just ask, like, tell me what fucking, like,
I'll hook you
looks
up
good.
With my girl. She
yeah.
does the best.
I'd be like, just give me something that looks good with my face or whatever. I don't, you know, this is not my domain, clearly. You know, if I knew the haircut to get, I would be cutting hair, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know? It's not my domain. I don't own that kingdom that they exist in.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm real quiet around the office.
Yeah, you're not a chatter.
No, I'm not too chatty, because it's like, you know, what are we going to talk about? Work?
I don't know, me and my coworkers talk about things that are not work all the time.
Yeah, I talk about stuff sometimes, but I'm also the youngest there by, like, a pretty big margin.
Oh, damn.
So it's like, remember in the 80s when it wasn't like this, and they're, like, classic? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. I was, you know, they'll be like, I got my hair cut at St. Mark's or something, and I'm like, no one can afford to stand in that area anymore. All right, yeah, we're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping up this episode. We'll be back in less than a week with another episode.
Yes, we will.
You know, discussing ever-changing topics.
Absolutely.
Be part of the twinship if you can.
Yeah.
You will.
Join the fellowship. Listen to our band, probably. That would
be
cool.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week. So,
later,
bye.
Alligators.